Also on the way, Giles Beckford with the business. Kia ora.
Thank you, Susie. Kia ora. Atamari. In the business news this morning, consumer debt levels are growing. Staff unimpressed by their managers, but they love their colleagues. And we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. More people are falling behind on personal debt repayments at the same time as demand for retail finance is increasing. Credit reporting firm Centric's latest survey shows the number of accounts in arrears was up 8% last month, specifically across personal loans, vehicle finance and utilities credit. However, last month's Black Friday sales resulted in a larger appetite for credit from buy now, pay later services. Centric's Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says he expects consumer demand for credit, an indicator of consumer confidence, to increase in the run-up to Christmas.
Well, traditionally we see a lot of credit incurred leading up to about the 23rd of December, as you would expect with pre-Christmas spending. A lot of buy now, pay later credit card spending seems to come through at that stage, up until probably the Boxing Day sales. Then come middle to late January and early February, things are really quieting down.
Keith McLaughlin says it's encouraging business defaults were down by 5% across the country, although in the north part of the country, of course, hit by lockdowns, there was an increase because of the COVID restrictions. Well, most employees give their managers a fail grade when it comes to their leadership and management skills. Business culture expert Shane Green recently surveyed more than 800 people around the country, found there's little or no investment made in developing people before they're promoted to leadership roles. He says the lack of on-job training is a different approach to that seen in other countries.
So I think this is one of the areas we're letting ourselves down. It doesn't cost us a thing, and yet we have managers who maybe because they don't feel secure, they don't want to give up that sort of control and that expertise that gives them their role, that they're not actively sharing that with their employees. So I think that's a first area to look at.
Shane Green says New Zealand appears to have a lot of unhappy employees. That often goes hand in hand with poor service levels and unhappy customers. Well, strong dairy and meat prices have pushed the country's commodity exports to record levels. One of the country's leading agribusinesses is lifting its forecast as well. PGG Wrightson has lifted its operating earnings guidance by $5 million to about $58 million for the full financial year. And that comes as the ANZ Bank's commodity price index hits a record high, gaining just under 3% last month, and it's more than 26% ahead of last year. PGG Wrightson's chair, Roger Finlay, told shareholders at the annual meeting yesterday it's had a great spring.
We had a record earnings result in the month of November, the business is trading extremely well. There's clear indication that we as a business are gaining market share. Our people have absolutely gone the extra mile to service the needs of the customer.
Roger Finlay, chair of PGG Wrightson. Let's have a look at financial markets now. US stocks are positive. Investors favouring blue chip stocks, so banks and energy stocks are appearing best. Chip makers and technology stocks struggling just a shade. Dow Jones Industrial Average just a smidgen. In fact, it's just hit 2% gain as I talk to you. The S&P 500 is 1.3% higher. The Nasdaq 0.75% up. Our own top 50 index didn't fare so well, falling 79 points, nearly 0.75%, just a whisker under 12,600. The energy stocks and technology companies here were leading the market lower. New Zealand dollar still got that hint of softness about it. 67.4 US cents, 95.7 Australian, 50.9 British pence, 0.598 euro, 76.4 Japanese yen and 4.3 yuan. Bitcoin's still under the cosh a bit, but it's off its weekend lows, sitting around the $49,000 level. Brent crude oil up nearly $2 at $71.80 US a barrel. And gold is steady at $1,784 US an ounce. And the country's only dedicated wool carpet manufacturer set to expand its Napier wool and yarn operations in a multi-million dollar investment. Brenworth says international and domestic demand for its carpets has grown by 17% over the past year, and annual revenues are expected to hit $100 million in the next 3 years.